today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I looked in the window and it was this just elderly lady, because no young person wants to work at McDonald's anymore, at least
right.
You know, from my vantage point. And I was like, you know, can I get your number so I can call management? And in Spanish, it doesn't sound that way because I spoke Spanish to her. I said, me puedes dar tu número, and I paused.
Right.
Which made it feel like I was asking for her number.
Yeah, hitting on her.
Oh, well, right, that night, Reynolds went to make herself some popcorn for a snack while her snack was in the microwave. She went to use the loo.
The what?
That's what. The loo. That's when she spotted the iguana. Rob does the little dance for the Away We Go move, especially when you, well, we don't do that anymore. Will you be able to?
I can probably rustle up the energy sober. Sure, why not? Maybe I'll hit
up. It was a classic Rob drunken move.
It really was. Maybe I'll hit up some dad grass and do some in Away We Go.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show from Pole Bridge, Montana, Evanston, Illinois, Izmir, Turkey, Ashdod, Israel. Israel, not Israel.
Israel.
Rosario, Dawson. I'm sorry, Rosario, Santa Fe, Argentina. And London, England.
That was submitted by Mr. Rice.
Who's Mr. Rice?
Ralph Rice.
He is in London.
Ah, Fry.
Yeah, exactly.
Our friend
frying
Fry.
In London.
Yeah, he said it's so hot over there he can't even stand.
Yeah, they're having a heat wave, like a horrible heat wave in Europe.
The hottest day in the history of London yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, 82 degrees.
So no, it's really 100 degrees.
105.
Was it 100 degrees in
105.
One, and last year, Seattle? Okay.
Yes, ugh.
But we're not going to do anything, so it doesn't matter. I don't worry.
Oh, we're recycling.
No, but I don't.
Well, some people are.
All that is gone. All of it. I don't even, it doesn't even cross my mind anymore. I don't bother getting upset. There's no point in getting upset.
Every can counts.
I believe the ship has sailed on the planet. It's very sad.
Well, technically, we would all be sailing on ships once the water rises.
Well, yes. That's going to happen.
Like in Superman because when he buys the
you can't,
drops
you
into
can't
the
convince yeah. human beings of their imminent demise unless the floodwaters. Where did I see video? I believe it was Hawaii.
Yes, Maui. Yeah.
With waves breaking over condominiums.
Mm-hmm.
Regular waves, not a tsunami. Just waves breaking over. And then you've got last year driving into Seattle. And what do I think of Seattle? I think of rain.
And cool. Cool weather.
I think of cool, damp, foggy weather. Nirvana, grunge rock. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving out of the mountains down into Seattle, and it was 111 degrees. Like the kind of heat where you have to wonder what the experience is going to be like getting out of the car. Now, down here, here's the weird thing. Down here, it's 95. And it's always 95. It's not like down here at the southernmost tip of the United States.
Well, that's why they named the highway that.
What's that?
95. They named it after the current temperature down there.
Well, I'm on the 75 side.
Oh, that's even better.
It's never 75. Well, it's 75, but in cooler times. Mm. I will tell you that I really, really think that the ship has sailed on this. And it doesn't matter whether it's sailed or not. Nothing's going to change.
I was just in Utah, and it was 110.
Yeah.
110.
By the way, it's great we have all these wonderful electric cars that are now being manufactured, and probably within 10 years' time, you're going to have like 100 different varieties of electric
different
car to
models.
Choose from, mm-hmm. some at affordable prices. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's
get
too
one
late.
Get one. If you're going to get an electric car, get one that floats.
Yeah.
That's what you
make
need.
Sure
that's the
waterproof.
Feature you need because of the rising oceans.
Your vocal is, once again, super low.
Well, I haven't touched anything. I'm sitting here listening.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Hello, 1-2?
Yeah.
Is that the send to me?
It's not the send.
No, but
fix the send.
Okay, whatever. No, whatever you want.
Mike,
we've had trouble getting our levels correct since we came back from our little break.
I would like to get your opinion on this theory that I didn't share. First of all, we have a major birthday that I don't want to get to. I don't want to read ahead. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Right.
Rob has gotten so skinny. You think that his vocal cords, you know how like people, their voice changes after they have surgery or they have nasal.
Or they've gone through a trauma.
Yes. Do you think that Rob's voice has changed at all? And I don't, yes. I don't have an answer to that. Just, I'm curious.
In what way?
Well, when you first got sick, we had to finally cajole you into not going
like my body.
That, because you were, you had that tongue lying on the bottom of your mouth and you were, I don't know whether it was fatigue or what it was, but you still kind of go back to that now and your voice gets weak. But I mean, it, you're, I don't know how I would, how would you describe his voice now?
Because I've been watching the series about Luis Miguel.
By the way, I didn't hire him and we didn't hire him because of his incredible baritone.
We hired him because he had that incredible
Jimmy Stewart impersonation.
I'm only asking this because I'm watching.
Google it.
I'm watching Luis Miguel.
Okay.
And after years and years and years of just singing and drinking and like just a rough life, he had to get a vocal coach.
Really?
Yes. And I'm not.
No,
saying-
no. He doesn't have to do that. But he has to be mindful of. The lazy tongue.
You should wear a scarf around your neck.
Put a scarf around your neck.
Like an ascot.
A scarf made of rope.
I don't have any bleeding today.
No, Mike, as always, perfect.
Thank you. anywho, can I bring him in? Can I bring
him in? I wish you would.
Michael! Come on in here. Bring Donnie with you. His buddy's here.
Oh, have we ever met Donnie?
The surprise.
I don't think we have.
I don't know either.
No, we have not.
No.
Michael! Get in here!
It's Michael.
Here's Donnie Mike.
I don't know if you can hear me through the door. Michael, get in here.
Well,
there you go. Where is Donnie coming in too? Bring Donnie in here too.
Did Donnie sign a release?
Yeah.
Now we'll have him pop in. I don't think his mom
it's
and dad mine.
It's
what
it's
it
a
is.
Pop in. It's
yeah,
just a pop in.
Here they are. This is Michael
Happy
and one of his buddies,
birthday.
Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
There they are.
They look like they could be brothers.
Yeah.
I'll take that off so they can hear. Can you hear them now? Say happy birthday to my son.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Thank
Michael.
You
have something coming in the mail, and I'm sorry it's late, but I did want to wish you a happy birthday.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. Do you still like books about flowers?
Yes. Are you into silk robes?
I'm kidding. Silk robes and pajamas.
If you want to know what he wants for his birthday, look at his t-shirt.
What does it say?
We'll work for V-Bucks.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
Donnie, what's it like being on a podcast? Weird?
Weird.
Yeah, we are weird. Yeah. We are weird.
Right, get out of here. Go back and do what you're
Thanks,
thing.
Guys.
Bye,
I mean,
happy birthday.
They really, Mike, they really look alike.
Yeah, Donnie's the straight man of the crew.
Yeah.
They've been pals since preschool, so they've been... They've been friends for a very long
Michael's
time.
The comedic
and that was
fort.
The surprise. He didn't have to go to golf camp today. What happened today was that he was picked up by his grandmother, and he later was met by his mother, who had one of his buddies in the car.
That's a pretty good present.
It's a very good present. And thank you, Amazon Distribution Center that's next to my house.
Oh, did you stop by a locker?
For getting his golf shoes that daddy bought for him. His super cool, like I wish I had them. They're that cool.
What makes them so cool?
They're just like spider webby and FootJoy, and they're just cool.
It's fun.
Bright green, like fluorescent green.
I was shopping
super cool.
Bowling shoes because Robert's gotten into bowling. I wanted to price bowling
Robert
shoes.
Robert the Third?
Yeah, he's been bowling a lot. And
he does have bowling in his DNA.
He does. He does indeed.
He does.
And so I was checking out. And do you know what the real hot bowling shoe right now? It not only looks like a rental shoe from an alley, it actually says rental on it.
Okay. So they're kind of being retro and cool.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool. And that's got the size on the back
that.
Of it and everything. Mm. So, yeah. Don't tell Robert he might be getting one. Yeah. Nine
years old. 9 years ago. It doesn't seem time flies.
Well, I remember 9 years and 9 months ago. I think I remember your announcement. More than I remember the birth.
Yeah, I remember that. I played Chicago or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, which was just so cool.
He was born on the podcast, And he's growing up
on the
podcast.
Yes, he was born in the living room in Manassas. Yeah. You two
Those
assisted
who live
with the...
by the podcast shall die by the podcast.
I remember it was a midwife sponsorship.
That's right.
It was wonderful.
Towels.
And it was just great. No, he was born down the street from where we taped the where we used to tape the show.
Yeah.
And now he's this is the last year before he becomes a what is it, a tween? Is that what they are
two digits next year? 2 digits.
So that's it. I'm very, very excited.
It's funny to think back. We had all those years when he was just a baby.
A peanut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he never disturbed the podcast with crying that I can recall. He was a quiet kid.
Well, he was in another part of the home most of the time, I mean, when we would do that.
I mean, the dogs were the trouble. He was never the trouble.
Dogs have always been the trouble, and the dogs are still. Frankie, as he becomes an elderly dog, has gone into needy land.
I love when the vet says, as you know, Linus is becoming an older dog.
Well, that's how it is.
Yeah, it is.
And they get older, and Frankie is needy. So I'm up at 5 o'clock this morning, and I'm poking around, doing some birthday stuff, doing a little show prep, getting
cakes.
Stuff together. And for some reason, Frankie's following me, and he never follows me. I said, what? Okay, I'll take you out. And normally that's my son's chore list.
Right.
My wife, before my son can do anything for fun, he now has what's called his to-do list. So we have a list of 10 or so items that he has to take care of before he gets his day started. And then we have a list of his regular chores that he has to take care of. Because, and by the way, it's never easy. It's always the war of taking the dog out. And by the way, I used to take the dog out regularly.
Yeah, I remember.
That was my job, and I can't stand it. It's a horrible job.
On his to-do list, I'm guessing it's like brush his teeth,
yes.
Take the dog out, whitewash the fence.
Make your bed.
Yes.
Yeah. Mow every lawn on the street.
Check the spy camera for the neighbors. little things like that. Little adjustments that you have to make.
You have to tweak dad's telescope so it's ready for the evening.
Reconnaissance.
Yeah. Get it ready. Just to keep an eye on what's going on.
That's
just to keep an eye.
It's your telescope and the web telescope.
Yeah. So it's just, it's good. Tonight, we'll after we tape the show, it'll be off to the I call it the Redneck's Friend restaurant because it's the, well, they have them in Manassas, and they're everywhere in the United States. It's that Japanese steakhouse where everybody sits around the hibachi, you know.
Oh, it's not Benihana. It's Sakura.
It could be anyone, right?
Yeah.
And you sit around, and I always noticed in Manassas where the idea of dining in that environment, to me, would always be to promote social interaction.
Right.
You'd always get the people that were like, meh.
They didn't want
you
to
know
either.
What I mean?
Oh,
you've been to these places, right? Where you bring a family of three or four,
and you sit across. Loudmouth when I'm at those places. I make sure things happen.
I would love to have a loudmouth because what's the point of doing it without a loudmouth?
Yeah.
You have to. The only entertainment you have is the. And by the way, I bet you're a great audience for the chef. Too,
love
right?
it. Love the volcano.
Sure.
Love the chicken made out of an egg. Love all the things. The big rows of rice. The best thing that ever happened.
You are the definitive suburban.
It was actually at, I believe, Benihana in Sterling.
Original.
One of
really?
The, yeah. I mean, one of the, it was not in New York, but it was.
No, but wasn't Benihana.
They created the notion.
They were the first ones to do it.
This was an offshoot, and we went with family. And of course, this is when Jabril was part of our family.
Right.
And we left the restaurant, and I said, "How was it, everybody?" And Julia said, "It was great." Robert said, "I had a blast." Jabril said, "I think I have shrimp in my nose."
Yeah.
Because they threw him a shrimp?
They threw him a shrimp. Well, and it's not that I have shrimp in my nose. It's I think I have shrimp in my nose.
I think I have a shrimp in my nose.
Well, the best is when they somehow have a radar for the person within the crew that doesn't want the shrimp thrown at them.
Right.
Or the beef or the chicken. And when it falls in slow motion off someone's cheek.
Yes, it's great.
Down to what is a blouse or a nice dress shirt that was clearly worn to impress.
Right.
It's, you know, that person's night is ruined.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's my aunt. That's what I always remember. My mom's like silk blouse. She knew where she was going.
Right.
Silk stains.
Yeah, of course.
Boom.
Yeah.
Night ruined. It's wonderful.
You know,
I mean, it's,
you blew off.
You know,
you
so
blew
special.
It off once. Remember when I talked you in, it was Elvis's birthday.
Here we go.
4 or 5 years ago in Las Vegas, and I talked you into seeing that Elvis impersonator. at the it was at the International, and or the Las. I think it's now it's just called the Las Vegas Hotel. And afterwards, part of the deal was it came with tickets to Benihana, and you only made it to the intermission with Elvis, and you left. So I had to go by myself to the Las Vegas Benihana.
You went by yourself?
By myself, but I was a tremendous loudmouth.
Was that in a casino hotel?
Yes, that was in the old Mirage? International. No, the old International.
The old, what was the other
International Hilton?
The old.
Yeah, and now it's
so like where Elvis used to perform?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Okay. And we went and saw that guy that, if you were in the back row, he looked a lot like Elvis. And then when I met him, it was kind of like eating spoiled food. It was like, oh.
Right.
Because
right.
He was horrifying up close.
Still working.
Yeah, still working.
So it'll be off to there. And then that's pretty much it. And I got him some really cool golf clubs with the company. Did I mention the company yesterday on the show? The,
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're called Flynn's, and they're a very, very high-quality junior golf. And he's demonstrated now, kind of turned a corner on enjoying the sport, which excites me to no end.
Sure.
And so, you know, you can't bribe him and say, you know, if you choose to pick this as what you like to do, I'm going to give you everything to a fault if it bankrupts me.
Right.
I feel that way when it comes to golf. So that's why he got the shoes and he got the high-end clubs. Mm-hmm. And last week, they came in early. And I told him all along it was going to be his early birthday present.
Okay.
And they are expensive.
Yeah, it's a big
not those kids' clubs you get at the big box store.
Sure.
And so they come in and he gets them, and I got him like these fluorescent orange grips with fluorescent orange shafts on them. And he takes them out of the box, and then I see him, he's standing over them, and they're like it seemed like they were 5 inches too short.
They're like for a
toddler practically. Oh. Says, "Dad, they're too short." Well, flash forward to, we immediately know we're not going to be able to use them.
Box them up.
And so, and by the way, I am not a paid spokesperson. No. I am not in. Would I love to have them as an advertiser? 100%. That's the way I feel.
And I've done that to
Flynn to Win, whatever they call it. Yeah. And so he said, "Dad, I can't do it." I am on the, this is about 7-ish, right before he's going to go to bed when they arrive.
As an estimate, as a guy who is been a great golfer for a long time.
If you're going to ask me how much they cost, we're going to move on.
No, I'm not going to ask you that at all.
All right.
How much shorter are...
Because you're bad at things like that. So I was really waiting for you to ask me how much
shorter
they cost.
Yeah, how much shorter are they than a standard club?
Oh, God, I don't know. That's the thing. I thought I measured correctly, and I didn't measure, Rob. I didn't measure the right way. And then when I got them, I realized the mistake I made. Now, when you do that, you immediately go on the webpage, and you're looking at it, and it's like, you know, there's the inner government in me says they can tell me to pound effing sand.
Yeah. You've already
made the mistake.
Paid. Yeah.
So I finally, how did I get it? I got an email from them that had a customer service contact. And so it's an email exchange. This starts at about 7:45, and I'm not exaggerating.
At night?
And I get a response. How can we help you? And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I bought the clubs. They're not the right. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to explain the problem and make it sound like I didn't pick the size, which I did.
It's okay. An omission of truth is not necessarily a lie.
Well, right out of the gate, this email comes back to me. Did you order that length? Like so clear.
They've
that
seen
I've,
the dance before. And so
I look over at Carl. I said, "Carl, I'm going to throw you under the bus right now. I'm going to say his mother ordered them."
Okay.
And so I said, "His mother ordered them, and he loves the clubs. This is just a real problem. We're just wondering, is there any way he loved blah, blah, blah?" And we go on. We go to make a very, very lengthy, tedious process short. This person, and I still do not know whether it was a man or a woman. It was Flynn Golf customer support. Back and forth about 9:15. We will send you a return slip for the clubs that you have, and we have already made the change and ordered. And I'm like, "That's fantastic. Thanks so much for taking care of this." And then the email comes back. "Would you like to specify the length of clubs you want now?" Because I'm so excited that I didn't do that. And I order them, and they're supposed to arrive tomorrow. And this
happened last
Thursday. So I'm very, very excited. And I just wanted to say, this was a 45-minute conversation with a company at 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. And then they got me the return email for the return slip and the order confirming the new clubs that are coming at 7:15 in the morning with a $30 shipping charge to me. That was it. That to me was some of the best customer service I've ever experienced.
I mean, and we've got, I think we've been worn down as a people to expect bad service because that's what's common.
Or expect that the rules are the rules.
Yeah.
And you're going to be on the hook for whatever, even though they're components.
That's why it's so magical. It's magical right. When someone even lifts a finger to help you out.
Why say no when you can say yes?
Exactly.
Why settle when you can select?
I was just so... To anybody that is in that business out there...
Yeah. And by the way, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, we like to pride ourselves on giving him a hard time.
Yes.
But would I be inaccurate in saying that... When people have an issue,
yes.
Usually we
have a very... When he's on his
A
game, he's great.
Yep.
Right.
When he's not, gone fishing.
Right.
He's not.
Like
gone
there are some...
fishing.
I'm still getting fruitcake emails.
Mm.
Really?
Where things haven't been satisfied.
We should talk about this offline, but there is
something. By the way, if you ever hear Oscar say that, people, you
we have
know that
well, we have
he's
all,
steering.
We've
he's
got steer- we've got everything.
Yeah,
you'll be within the week's time. People will be receiving a special goodie from the TMOS family.
Certain people will. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when did we sell? Yeah.
Six months too late.
Months. That's right.
Yes.
Why did it take so long?
There's a pandemic. Have you heard about it? It's been all
over
the papers.
No, don't give me that crap.
In fairness to the team.
So look at him like drift away. Looking at his computer and not focusing on the conversation.
Listen, buddy, I was
like
in my computer
buddy
before.
To be, well, no, focus on this conversation. This is your fruitcake.
In fairness to us.
It's not the fruitcake. It's actually accompanying
the gift that goes along with it.
Yes.
The bauble.
In fairness.
Yeah.
In fairness to us, we received a product roughly late January that was not up to snuff. The quality was not the quality we thought it was going to be. I didn't think it reflected, and we didn't think it reflected our brand and for what
we
paid.
But didn't I say to you, a dildo is a dildo?
Yeah, but Mike, the thing is
depends on the plastic, right?
Well, just like when you bought those golf clubs, he didn't measure.
Yeah.
Well, the letter T hurts so much.
Yeah, but who's the idiot that decided to have them painted in China?
So
guilty.
Anyhow, go ahead. Go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry.
We sent them back. And our vendor is a good vendor.
Very
good. They weren't like, oh, no, you have to take them now. They also saw that there was a lack of quality.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know what? Fine. We'll use a different source from a different vendor on our end. And we'll get it right again. At that point, our buddy Rob got sick.
Yep.
So all bets were off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I didn't even know that that was just another
keeping him alive and sending.
I'm not so sure that I'm not so sure that the first gift isn't what made me sick. That's how bad the quality was because I fondled them a lot.
It made you do one last bender? Is that what it
was? No, I think actually that's what wrecked my liver is some sort of lead particle that was on the first giveaway.
Inhaling it?
Yeah. It's like
got into your bloodstream.
Exactly, like bad makeup on The Wizard of Oz. I nearly lost my life.
when the batch of gifts were sent back out, they were sent out to our old address. Our old address for the old location.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so when I
they
finally
went to Wisconsin.
When I finally investigated, we finally come full circle, and they will go out this coming week.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, now you know if you're listening to this and you
super
are
super premium listeners, we'll get
super premium
rewards.
Listeners. Yeah, we apologize. It happens, and it won't happen again.
No.
And it's all about quality control. That's that's the way it goes. So getting back to these golf clubs, I just can't tell you how grateful I was to have. And all via email. Never, ever did I get a first name. Didn't have to. Didn't do that. It was just customer support late at night. And the thing that got me is that we finished up, I guesstimate it would be 9:15 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And at 7:15 the next day, the paperwork was sent out to me via email.
That's pretty strong.
That's pretty strong. That is pretty strong.
When you got it at 7:15, did it say, Dear Mr. Jackass, or were they polite?
You know what? That during the process, and I didn't tell you this, that at one point they're on vacation this week. So this was done with a sense of urgency because I think their administrative department is shuts down this time of year, much like we go dark for a week.
Sure.
They do the same thing. And so, you know, it was just, boy, it's hard to describe, but you're right. We're conditioned to it, Rob. We're conditioned to this terrible customer service. It was so wonderful. I mean, I don't know who the person was.
Even when you get resolution, it's still designed for you to say, this is taking too long. Forget it.
Yeah.
I'll eat it because it's not worth my time. And that's so great. I'm so glad that that happened for you. That's awesome.
I wrote I wanted to write into a McDonald's, you know, a specific chain in Olney, Maryland, on Saturday night, because they were doing such a great job to manage this crush of people that I looked in the window, and it was this just elderly lady working with her friends from Leisure World, because no young person wants to work at McDonald's anymore, at least you know, from my vantage point. And I was like, you know, can I get your number so I can call management? And in Spanish, it doesn't sound that way, because I spoke Spanish to her. I said, me puedes dar tu número, and I paused.
Right.
Which made it feel like I was asking for her number.
Yeah, hitting on her.
Here you were just trying to give her a solid with her boss.
Yeah, because when you see customer service, it's great. You want to do that. I think she felt like I was trying to hit on her or report her.
She not flattered?
She yelled at me. She said, we don't give out our numbers in English, but I spoke to her in Spanish. And that was awkward. So sometimes
she thought you were hitting on her, and you were like, see, no good deed goes unpunished.
Thank you, Mike. But this and lady might have been,
this lady was like 75.
But was she a hot 75?
She was just working hard at like midnight.
Was she? Oh, speaking of a hot 75. Oh, my God.
What?
It might have been Jacqueline Smith. It might have been Jacqueline Smith. The picture I saw of Jacqueline Smith, like getting out of a car. And I'm like, wow, 70 plus.
Holds
but
up.
Then again, at my age, you know, the standards change significantly. Mm-hmm. It really, really does. Not that you don't appreciate the fine young people that are out there right now, but you do have a greater appreciation as you age for older people. That's natural.
Yeah.
That's the way it
happens. For example, Kate Jackson, not blessed with that, but Jacqueline Smith, A-OK.
Doesn't Rob look younger, skinnier?
Oh, he looks...
I think I look older.
No, you look longer. Your face is so long.
Yes.
I mean,
Why the long face?
I mean, your head is, you still have a giant melon.
But like it's smaller. From the crown. I've lost head weight somehow.
Yeah, but you've lost head weight too. But from the crown of your forehead to the tip of your chin, that is a long face.
Yeah, it's
that
no more than 70 inches.
I think it looks great.
Before we, first of all, so happy birthday,
happy
Michael.
Birthday.
Hopefully
yes,
the golf clubs come. I have to say this, that in the world of professional golf, and it's been a story in sports in general, the LIV golf tour that is being discussed all the time. I have heard rumors that perhaps even more defectors now, including Bubba Watson, David Fegarty, the great broadcaster for NBC and the
great
Golf Channel, defecting over there. More players going over to LIV Golf. And,
for the layman out there that doesn't understand the PGA versus LIV Golf,
or
that the PGA never
had. I don't understand LIV Golf well enough, and I'm going to do my best to explain.
Is it not like the USFL of golf?
It is not. Because of the financial backing of Saudi Arabia. That is the reason that they have unlimited resources.
Okay.
And they are the most prominent defector. It was started, by the way, the CEO is Greg Norman, former phenomenal golfer and Australian. And
he started the Shark Tank.
I don't know if he was a, but the Shark Shootout, they have that down here in Naples, Florida. And so this has been in the works for a while. He partnered up with the Saudis, and early on, Phil Mickelson was the first big name to defect to this other golf tour. I'll get into the minutiae of the, what is this?
This is from Aladdin. I thought because of the Saudi government.
This guy.
And also the new golfer, it is a whole new world.
Turn the fucking music off.
Yeah, come on.
Mike, it is a whole new world.
Thank you. anyway, it's sports. He doesn't
He's
care.
Like, I don't care.
Does no, I care. I care.
No. If we were talking about it, who is blowing me up? My God almighty.
I care.
If this is political.
It's Live Golf.
It's spam.
Oh, okay.
Can't spam calling.
Can't get mad at that. Catherine. Is it okay if I call at 5 to wish Michael happy birthday, or will you be eating dinner? I said, call away.
Yeah.
That's so thoughtful.
But you make sure you don't have your phone in your pocket at the hibachi restaurant.
Let her know I'm doing the show.
That's right.
So back to the Live Golf thing. Yes. The way I can extend. So he partners up with Saudi Arabia. They primarily offer appearance fees to these guys. So they show up and there's big, big prize money on the line, but they get money just for joining in, for showing up for the tournament. Whereas the PGA Tour, you show up and you got to earn your way to getting the moolah. So, these guys that are in some cases on the back end of their career, or young guys that are saying, hey,
payday.
I'm not going to pass this up. It's a big payday.
And when they get a name, over there, it gives this new Saudi-owned Live Golf League, it gives it instant credibility.
Let me give you some context.
Okay.
They've bought every big name. Almost every big name in
no,
golf.
No, they haven't bought every big name. Not even close.
25%.
It's 25% of the big names?
Yes.
Well, that's not everybody.
I'm sorry.
They bought enough
to make an impact.
Yeah.
They definitely bought enough to make an impact.
And that gives them instant credibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going through the names here, Sergio Garcia, Taylor Gooch, no big whoop. Brandon Grace, no big whoop. Dustin Johnson, huge
big
name.
Deal.
Huge whoop. Big
deal.
Name.
Big deal.
Matt Jones, meh. Martin Keimer, meh. Let's see. Graham McDowell, meh. Phil Mickelson, big name. Kevin Na, big name. Then I go through, I'm trying
Tom
to see if
Kite,
anybody's...
Tom Kite, Hale Irwin, everyone's
no,
over there.
No, none of those people. I heard today that maybe Bubba Watson is jumping ship.
Yeah, that was big.
And I've also heard that, who's the Australian? Adam Scott, maybe flipping over there too. Mm-hmm. And David Faraday, as I mentioned before, the big broadcaster. Mm-hmm. So you show up, it's a three-day event. It's 54 holes instead of 72 holes. They like that. It's a shotgun, so they all go off at the same time. So there's no penalty, as in the PGA Tour, for, hey, bad conditions in the afternoon compared to the morning or vice versa. It's more of an even
playing field. Do they have a network TV alliance yet?
I do not believe they do. And
that would be the next step, I would think.
Well, that's ka-ching, ka-ching. Yep. We'll see what happens with that. Usually it works where the TV people pay the tour to do it. This is one where they might have to reverse the direction of that.
Isn't the PGA, and Mike, you have to, I'm sorry, I feel like I'm speaking out of school. Just from a business perspective, this is fascinating. No one's, in the history that we've been working with Mike, has come for the PGA in such an aggressive manner.
Guns blazing on this.
And the PGA, are they not allowing certain players to play in
their
tournaments?
They are suspending players and preventing them from playing in PGA Tour events if they jump ship. Yeah. So this is a fracture.
Do you think that's
right
fair?
Now.
Do you think that's fair for the players?
Yeah, I do. I'm a PGA guy.
Okay.
I like PGA. I like the risk factor if you're an NFL player is you go out on that field and you could snap your femur on any given play and be done. There's the risk. The risk for the poor PGA Tour players is you play your way to the top, you play your way in. The whole idea of getting into a golf tournament is what's called making the cut.
Yeah.
How many cuts have you made? And I'm not a big fan of the guy. And because also the dick factor for the early defectors
is
to the Live Golf.
Is he playing for them too, dick factor?
The super dick factor is there with a lot of the early defections from this. And it really is, look, but at the same time, I don't begrudge anybody from doing what they have to do. Yeah. When it comes to that, it's just not my cup of tea. I like it to be old school, where you play your way in, you qualify, you try to make the cut, and that's the way
it goes.
So,
what about the evolve or die?
Evolve or die is the idea that this may move the PGA Tour in a certain direction.
Right.
Where they would do things a little differently, I think that's fine. And that's what may happen ultimately. A lot
we
of people
don't
say,
care for evolution. At,
they're not Southern.
The Masters.
Jay Monahan's not like that. That's the Oh, I think the Masters will be. No, you're not invited. But
we'll do without you this year.
I also, what I don't like is the association with Saudi Arabia. And that leads me to, we got to wrap things up
okay.
here.
Yeah.
That leads me to a little joke that I had to sort of say. Is there are about 12 guys sitting around in the clubhouse, you know, and I wasn't quite sure. You know, when you're sitting there going, I said, this is funny, but it's appropriate.
Oh, yeah. No. But if it's funny enough. You
if it's funny
forward.
And I make the, you know, and I'm not doing a stand up
you're doing a set.
At a comedy club, but I'm saying this is what I'm going to say is funny and I'm going to go ahead and say it. All so right. I said, so I they're all talking about, you know, LIV Golf and hey, it's 54 holes and it's a shotgun start and this like that. And I said, you know what you really should do to make it really, really good, because they're giving all this money to players for appearance fees, and then they're giving tremendous prize money to the winners. But I said, if you really want to make it special and sizzle and also cement your ties with Saudi Arabia, the winner gets all this money, but how about if the loser gets dismembered? Thank you very much. Big laugh. The whole room laughed, Rob. The whole room laughed.
Good. You read the room. Attaboy. That's sometimes the toughest thing.
Too soon. Too soon.
Too soon. I think it's fine.
Okay. Taylor Gooch, sorry. You just didn't make that last putt. Step over into the carving room. All right. There's the Saudi prince who's waiting for you right there.
We have four ropes.
Yes. There you go.
Certainly polarizing. That's for sure.
This is my assistant Draw and my assistant Quarter. And they'll be showing you your special knives. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back with the homepage and all that.
Right. Condo Bob.
I consider HBS to be one of the greatest branding jobs I've ever done. He will henceforth be Condo Bob.
Big fella. Went about 6'8", 3.5 bills on him.
To Condo Bob. He once lifted a yellow cab straight up over his head to save a lady with a baby.
He was originally supposed to play the part of Sam the Butcher on the Brady Bunch.
He taught me how to love a woman and scold a child.
To Condo Bob.
Condo Bob is all of his shopping to the TMOS Shopping Center. One click and he gets what he wants.
While everyone else has to click the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com, Condo Bob simply orders items through the power of his mind.
Got a condo made of stoner.
Condo Bob. I love that. Oh, my God, I got to play the commercial. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by this wonderful nectar that I'm sipping on right now.
Yes.
I give you Liquid IV. The hot summer months are here. We need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. For God's sakes, if you're on the streets of London, I mean, it's like frying an egg on your brain.
Mike, my little nephew, Luca, who's working on the show, he's 16. He discovered Liquid IV, and that's all he drinks now.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic stuff, especially in the hot weather.
The best.
It makes us feel healthier in our everyday lives. One stick of Liquid IV. Hydration multiplier in 16 ounces of water. Hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible flavors. Watermelon, lemon, lime, grape, pina colada, and have I mentioned strawberry?
Strawberry
is just the best. Three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. Non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has CTT. That, my friends, is cellular transport technology. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They are donating over 20 million servings globally. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. That rhymes. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. There was a time when Arnold Schwarzenegger was a bit more crass and uncultured than he is now. Do you know the actress, Rob Spiewak, Miriam Margolyes? Do you know her?
No, I know Juliana Margolyes, but I don't know the other
one. I think this is an older character actor. She's probably best known for playing Professor Sprout in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh, I wouldn't know if I saw her then, yeah.
But back in 1999, she was in the horror flick End of Days with Arnold, and she really didn't enjoy it.
Oh, no.
This is her quote. He farted in my face.
Oh, no.
How do you like this? How's this? Hey, you ready to break for lunch?
Did you have a protein-filled breakfast, Arnold?
Here's your quote.
He many
farted
worse.
In my face.
Many words.
Now, I fart, of course, she says. I do, but I don't fart in people's faces.
Oh, no.
He did it deliberately, right in my face. She added, it wasn't on film, it was in one of the pauses, but I haven't forgiven him for it.
Oh, so it wasn't even in a scene?
No. She also says Arnold was, quote, a bit too full of himself.
Wow.
I just picture him, you know, going, hey, bring the old ugly girl over here.
It's not...
what do you think of that?
It's not... Like, a man that becomes governor... Or an action star.
Right.
That guy isn't worried about his farts.
No.
He's living his life.
Yeah.
He's having a little fun.
He probably took a page from the Chris Christie handbook.
What's that?
Another governor. Just,
it's Cassie.
Hi. How are you? Isn't that exciting?
It was during a break.
A pause. A pause in the action. No, but there's some action in my buttocks. There we are.
What do you bet, Mike, it was preceded with? Hey, crew. Watch this.
Watch what I'm going to do to her.
Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck still in the news. They were already engaged, but their wedding still seemed like kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. And according to a source, hey, there's one of those pesky sources
again. I love
again.
The sources.
It's because Jen didn't want to give Ben a chance to skip out. Yeah. Okay, source. Here's the quote. Jennifer has been ready to get married since the night that Ben proposed. She wanted to lock this down and remove any chance for cold feet ASAP. They also mentioned that Ben's 16-year-old daughter, Violet, didn't attend the wedding because she's loyal to her mom, Jennifer Garner. Even though the wedding was small, Ben and J-Lo are reportedly going to have a big party on Ben's property in Georgia within the next few weeks. I'm close to Georgia. I could drive up.
Sure. You're turning Violet.
I think that's the same property that they purchased 20 years ago that they were supposed to live together in, and then Ben ended up keeping it.
Really?
How do I know
really?
This?
How do you know? Because you know stuff
just,
like
it's
that.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the party's supposed to be a 2 or 3 day affair with only family and close friends. Jen turns 53 on the 24th, so maybe it'll also be a birthday celebration.
Don't you think that 3 days with Ben Affleck would be just about enough?
Well, no, I admire him.
I mean,
I like him too. Yeah.
I admire his transition from actor to director.
I think he's made some great movies.
Yeah,
That's
thought he was
matters.
Exceptional. I think his turning point for me was Argo. I thought he was so good in Argo. But I think that a lot of one-on-one time with him, 3 days might be enough.
You're not a fan. You're not a
Robo
true
fan.
Fan.
No. Mm-mm.
No, you don't like Ben Affleck.
No, not really. I'm more of a Matt Damon guy.
See, this is the real Rob. Okay, elaborate on why. Because I get it. I think there are good movies out there, but I might not feel as strongly
films.
As you. And if you could articulate why you, there's a dick factor there. Is there not?
It's not so much a dick factor as it is that no matter what he do and try as he might, he's smarmy. He comes off as smarmy. And I can't quite put my finger on it, but he doesn't seem likable. And that's okay.
Well, you know what he is? He's like in a movie, you could cast him as a younger man, as the bad kid quarterback.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and you, Rob Spiewak, would be cast as the fraternity pledge.
Yeah, probably.
Like Flounder.
Yeah.
You know,
and I die in the second act somehow.
Go ahead, jump off this window.
I've only had jump four up. Bottles. He seems to be a raging alcoholic, but that won't hurt him for now.
Oh, my God.
I get it. Ever since Eddie Van Halen died There's been talk. I love this story because you have to read between the lines, draw your own conclusions, right. But it's pretty easy. Ever since Eddie died, they've been talking about doing a Van Halen tribute show. Mm-hmm. In the new interview, Wolfie says it hasn't happened yet because there are, quote, some people that make it very difficult to do anything when it comes to Van Halen. He added, quote, from my time in Van Halen, there was always some stuff that gets in the way from just making music and having a good time. And I think that's what happened. Wolfie did not want to name names, so the interview asked him if the problem was coming from, quote, a certain singer with three initials.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That was my thought.
David Lee Roth, he says, quote, this is Wolfgang's quote, do your research on the history of Van Halen and come to your conclusions.
Yeah.
That's what Wolf said, because he's a dick.
Yeah. He's a former CBS morning man from the radio, David Lee Roth.
Yeah. Thanks for trying our biz.
Yeah.
You hump. A marriage therapist says the secret to a more perfect union is practicing active responsibility. Listen to this, troubled married people.
All right.
If you see the dishes need to be washed, you wash them. Car needs a full tank of gas, you fill it up. That's active responsibility. People who wait for their partner to ask them to do a chore, that is passive responsibility. Mm-hmm. She says it's one of the most frequent complaints she gets from wives about their husbands. I get it. I don't get it in the sense of passive, active, but I do get it in you take care of something
unfair.
And you just do it.
Unfair.
I agree with Oscar.
What's unfair? You mean the idea of active and passive responsibility is unfair?
Active and passive, yeah, I get it. Gas, fill up the gas tank, fine. Mm-hmm. Wash dishes, fine. But it's unfair because it depends on the dynamics of the relationship. Depends on who is paying the big bills. You don't see when the mortgage is going to be ETF'd. You just don't see that. It just happens magically.
What if it's 50-50? What if you have a one spouse earning 50% of the income, the other spot,
both got to be involved.
And then
both got to be involved. Yeah.
Okay. So,
and I wasn't going to go down that road, but I was going to say it's unfair that it's wives complaining about men because I'm sure it goes the other way as well. It seems a little one-sided in her presentation. It takes two people to ignore doing the dishes.
Yeah, it's like things that wives want done.
Yeah.
You know, it does have that tone.
I did run out of gas this weekend, but
screw her.
Yeah. Too bad you weren't Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The United States and Europe, as we mentioned before, are dealing with extreme temperatures right now.
Hot.
So Google looked at the top heat-related questions that people are asking all over the world. The number one, can heat cause question? We've been Googling this week. Can heat cause diarrhea?
Oh.
Really?
Believe it or not, the answer is yes. I didn't know that. I'm in the heat all the time. I've never sharted. Well, there are a few ways it can happen.
In fact, I never do.
In fact, I never do. Hi, everybody. I'm out in Winchester now. Jack Diamond.
Oh, and his son, too.
Yes.
You see that?
Connor died.
Yeah, I believe it is. Right. Or he has another son named Lennon, I think.
I don't know. Anything that causes a lot of stress or takes a toll on your body can cause diarrhea, including a heat wave.
What
do you think about that, Jimmy?
Fascinating.
That's pretty amazing.
I know that hot wings will cause diarrhea.
Certainly
That's the wrong answer. You're supposed to say, that's right, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Feed me one more time.
What do you think of that, Jimmy?
That's right, Diamond.
Also, hot weather can help bacteria grow. So things like food poisoning and stomach flus might be more common stomach flus might be more common when it's really hot out.
Sure. Yeah.
And a study found there are more flare-ups linked to inflammatory bowel disease during heat waves. What do you think of that, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's right, Diamond. Ooh.
That's one more way heat can do a number on your inside.
I bet there's a lot of bacteria growing on the microphones at Eagle 106.9.
Eagle. How you doing?
That's right, Diamond.
And now a little something on a silly homepage today. A woman in Florida was in for quite a surprise when she went to the bathroom. Michelle Reynolds is from Hollywood, Florida. We were over there just last weekend.
Sure.
At the Stinky Casino.
Yeah, the motion picture capital of the world.
Michelle rolls into her toy to go to the bathroom and finds an iguana in her toilet.
Oh. In her toilet?
God, Arnold farting. We've got diarrhea. A lot of scatological
humor. What's the matter with you?
This nature side, do iguanas go in water?
They love water,
yeah,
I think.
I think so, that. Yeah.
I'm not quite sure, but that's our eagle fact of the day.
I'm going to Google that, Diamond.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That's right.
That night, Reynolds went to make herself some popcorn for a snack while her snack was in the microwave. She went to use the loo.
The what?
That's what. The loo. That's when she spotted the iguana.
Sure.
She quickly shut the door, and the next morning, the iguana was still in there.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Diamond, that's bad.
Boy, oh, boy. Sorry for the language.
That's all right, but you have to give the story, Jack.
Reynolds called Wildlife Removal Service Iguana Lifestyles. And they said the reptile was a Mexican spiny tail.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Diamond.
Male Mexican spiny tail iguanas can be up to 18 inches long with tails that can get just as long. So you do the math, that's 18 plus 18. How long would that be, Jimmy?
That's 1 yard, Diamond.
Thank you very much. The one that appeared in Reynolds' home took up most of the toilet bowl.
Wow, that's big.
That's real big. Iguanas are not native to South Florida. They are an invasive species, but that's okay because so are most of the people who live in Florida. There you go. That's my little joke. We got to take a break right now. Yeah, we're invasive species.
Oh, Jackson.
Oh, my goodness, Jimmy. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back with some more stuff right here. And check out Connor coming up at 10 o'clock.
Eagle.
Anyway, Eagle.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cakes for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630, all right. KCJJ.
Before I share our sponsorship with you, I think we need to pay a little attention to KCJJ. Has Mr. Bridges reached out to you?
I spoke to him yesterday.
Your time, you did. What's what's new?
What's
new with him?
He was.
What was the occasion of you speaking to him?
He was concerned about some programming. He wanted to make sure he had a few best ofs in his hopper, so I'm going to send him some best ofs. But also,
was he complaining? Was it of a complaining nature?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Just he wanted to make sure he has his time slot covered.
He's a great partner.
Lex and Terry have cut back the length of their show, and it's very important he has that time covered.
Well, they should cut it back, told him.
That's what I told him. I told him the same.
I don't listen to the Lex. And I don't listen to the Terry.
He was very, very. He checked in on me a few times when I was down for the count.
Then I'd like to. I think we should.
He was the most aggressive call I got during your down out with the sickness, and it was.
This is such good news.
On top. He's like, "What's going on with our boy?" I said, I was like, I'd love to tell you, Captain, but I can't. Like, I just can't just tell you. We don't know yet. And he was like, fine, click, boom.
Yeah. Because he told me, and this is a wonderful story about Steve. He said that when Tommy first showed symptoms of his liver trouble, he said, you'll be fine, go home and take a nap. And Tommy went to the hospital and they saved his life. If he had listened to Captain Steve, Tommy would have died. He said, I'm just really glad you didn't take a nap.
Please to set up a call, perhaps Thursday morning.
I could
check in with good folks.
Yes, yes.
If you could let the captain know,
absolutely.
I'll be reaching out and just get a time when it would be convenient.
They might
I'd
have
love
to bump
chat with
Mrs.
those guys.
Green Thumbs, but I'm sure they'll
open. And perhaps we could do some new promos for
I'd
the
like
show,
that.
The show,
I would love
fellows.
That. Yeah,
so to all the guys, Captain Steve and Jim Hunter and Tommy Lang and all the good people out there. The Suter Man, Tommy Suter, fantastic. Back to the show. There are certain things that I'm very particular about. For example, don't mess with my morning routine. You know, it was his birthday today, but I was sitting there with my morning routine and brushing my teeth. Michael came in. I took a finger off. She said, no, you're interrupting my routine. Please don't do that.
Oh, one of these?
Yeah. I sewed it back on there.
Yeah.
Everything I like involves the amazing products from Harry's.
Harry's.
I use it all. Every morning. Razor, face wash, body wash, the best shave gel. It's great stuff. Blades that stay so sharp so long, you never know when to change them. You just kind of wing it because they're so sharp. How about this? First-time Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. Why you haven't done this yet is beyond me, but I want you to do it because if you do it, you'll be hooked like I was. I have never looked back. From the first time I tried Harry's, that's how good it is.
Look at this, Mike.
Starter
look at this.
Yes,
brand
your
new
dome.
Today. Right, brand new today. Brand new
good.
Blade.
You look great.
Shiny.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Skinnier.
You want to hear what the starter set includes?
Yes.
It includes a 5-blade cartridge, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, a travel cover to protect your blades on the go, a $13 value, all for just $3. And wait till you try the newly designed handle. I can't believe they bested my original handle. Mm. It feels so good in your hand, you can't wait to shave again. Am I kidding? Come on. No, I'm not.
I'm not a monster.
I just have impeccable taste. It's a long commercial for that.
We love
them. Remember, new look, same incredible offer. There's really never been a better time to give Harry's a try. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS today to get your starter set for just $3. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Time for a health update for the Spiewak family. Not only Rob, at the beginning of yesterday's show, after we had come back from a vacation break.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rob got a phone call, Oscar, at the beginning of the show.
Had to leave the show.
And had to go take that call.
I'll get to that in a moment. I know that Carrie has a huge fan base out there. And they're concerned. Carrie, my wife.
Oh, excuse me.
And she's had her second elective plastic surgery. And while we were on vacation, she actually went to Austin. She got a deal on a flight to visit her cousin Mike. So hi to Mike Harrell.
Hi, Mike.
Who is a relatively recent listener, but voracious. He loves the show. And he hosted Carrie.
Is this... cousin like cousins, or is it cousins like Franklin and Eleanor?
No, it's real cousins.
Great question.
Real solid
great question.
Cousins. Yeah.
Great question.
And
did she go?
Well, I mean, Franklin and Eleanor were real cousins.
I would think that if there was anything not above board, Mike's wife would hate it.
Oh, so Mike's married.
Yes. Mm,
so happily. She goes down to visit cousin Mike and his wife.
They hadn't seen each other. Carrie and Mike hadn't seen each other since they were kids.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then when you say that, why don't you say she went down to Austin to visit cousin Mike and Beverly or whatever?
Yeah, why don't you go with her?
Because we had stuff to do here, and it was last minute.
Okay.
But I should have mentioned the wife. Sure, of course.
Great town, Austin. Love to visit. Never been.
Never been.
She went
been.
And she saw the Bat Bridge, and she loves sending me a picture of the bats because she knows I hate it. Because they've got a bridge under there that's famous for the bats. And they have
underneath
lots of great food.
Underneath the bridge, the bats fly out at night.
Yeah, it's
horrible,
scary. Horrifying, horrifying. And so she had a lot of great food and a great time.
What did he say about her new look?
That's the thing, is when she left, she still had some bruising and some swelling to a point. She wasn't hard to look at when she left for Austin, but she always looked like she was squinting because of the swelling. So she was on like her second week of looking like she was trying to figure something out because her eyes were all sort of, I don't know.
But it takes a little time.
Yeah. She looks so good right now. I want people to know the swelling is down. There's almost no bruising left, and she is doing great. She feels great, and we're very happy with the results. So she's done a great thing. Now, I did reach out while we were gone to both of my doctors, and good news from my blood scores from my general guy is that my
A1C. This is Dr. Kevin.
My A1C is so low, they lowered my insulin dosage tremendously. I was on 9 units, then 5 units.
Yeah.
Now I'm just on 5 units once a day,
is
huge.
Can you can eventually kick that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And so that was massive.
Do you have to bring that extra bag of insulin, or can you not use it anymore?
Right now, what do you mean?
He has a sandbag of insulin you had to bring into
the shot. Yeah, I have...
what do you mean? It carries it in a
suitcase? Yeah, he's carrying it around all the time. He's like, oh, that's my insulin.
I
did you really carry it around?
I've only brought insulin to work once that I had to chill it. But I do have my blood test kit.
I was
here,
like, that's
in case
not
things
a,
go high.
That's not a freezy pop.
No, it's not at all.
Wow.
Well, that's
put it in the fridge.
Yeah, you got to keep it cool, baby. Yeah. Otherwise,
my
it goes
God.
Bad.
I don't know. I don't know any of this.
And it was funny when I went to visit my dad. He's also diabetic, and thank God our syringes were different colors, so there was no confusion. Then we had blood sugar contests. I won.
Well, he's had it for a long time.
Oh, forever.
Right?
Yeah, since I was a little
so
boy.
You're going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Okay. But he thinks that we are close to getting at least in the next few months, maybe off the needle. My A1C was almost ideal.
Happy for you, man.
So that's really
cool.
Good.
And that all is the tapestry of your health, right? That contributes to the liver and all that.
And well, I mean, anytime you are taxing your body too far, it's bad for your entire body.
Mm. Okay.
And so the fact that diabetes is under control is definitely a win, one in the W column, as Oscar would say.
Yes.
Also, he was a little concerned about my creatinine score in my blood. He said it's not crazy.
Is that creatine?
Or creatine, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Creatine. He said it's not crazy off, but let's take you off your diuretic. I was on Lasix. That will...
There goes the weight loss.
Well, no, not at all. The fact is that he said take away the diuretic because it might be taxing your kidney a little bit too much. Let's get rid of that and see how you do. And then the blood scores went to the liver specialist, and he said, I don't like these liver scores. And his quote was, your elevated kidney and tumor markers, I need you to stop both your diuretics and schedule another MRI as soon as possible.
Oh, my God.
So I of course, flipped out. Absolutely flipped out.
How do you not race to a buffet and eat your emotions? Like, I don't know how not deal with this.
So I called.
You know,
I called right away.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just have to give you the
God
real.
Bless you, man.
Because this is when
I was really hoping this was.
I like
me.
Busting your balls and giving you crap, and then I get something like this, and it just. It gives me pause to just
now.
I appreciate it.
The ornaments will never get out.
No, the ornaments will get out. I'll drop them off at the MRI place.
Thank you for trying to make me laugh, but I'm not happy.
Well, I'm not happy either. However,
my God.
I did the research. He wants to be absolutely sure. He wants.
I think you should deal with your liver specialist
first,
exclusively,
Dr.
and
Kevin.
Not doctor. Everything's okay. Mm. Which it sounds like every time you talk to that guy, everything. I'm sorry. This is the way the Irish do it. This is the way the Irish do it.
Then,
it.
Then put
only
your
way
Irish
I
in
have
your
to
pocket
blame
for
someone.
A second.
I have to blame. Okay.
Because I followed up, and he said he's doing his due diligence. Is he's just being
Who, your liver guy?
The liver guy
okay. Or Dr. Happy Happy?
Would you take it easy on him?
I'm
the man
sorry.
Saved my
I just,
life.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Did he really?
You saved your life.
No. He saved.
You
my
saved
life.
Your life.
Yeah, you did. You
so the liver doctor is doing his due diligence. He said, you have some high markers that are likely because of too much work being done. Your kidney's doing too much work with two diuretics. And he wants me to stay off the diuretics for a full week, go in, do some blood work, have that checked. I was able to get an MRI scheduled with and without contrast August 18th, but my mom... I think got me moved up because she knows a few people over there. So I might be getting in as soon as August.
You're getting
3rd.
One with and without?
Yeah, which is not that much different than getting one without.
It's do you do it all on the same day?
Yeah,
when you
they
do
it. What they do is they go through the whole without procedure. Then they inject you with the contrast and they do the procedure again. It still only takes about an hour all told.
When did you go off the diuretic?
I went off the diuretic on Monday. Monday is when I
And how are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel
wonderful.
Okay,
it doesn't change anything.
No, as a matter of fact, it's not like a race with the devil to get into work anymore because, you know, you take a diuretic and you drink water in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then an hour car ride.
You're sliding to first.
It's
you
tough.
You feel something burst.
Yeah.
You
slide into home and you feel something foam.
Full scatological show.
But in any case, it looks like I'll
Did
have...
you know this before he
no,
said it?
No, and I feel terrible because...
You mustn't feel bad. If it had been anything... Really bad. And actually, the nurse that is the executive assistant nurse, whatever, to the liver guy said, this is more of a precaution than anything. I said, is it time to flip out? She says, no, not at all. We're going
to
see.
What about, is it time to start drinking?
No, she said, she did not suggest that. I said, I can put
sometimes,
90 pounds
just like in risky business, sometimes you just have to say what the F.
I said, I can put the 90 pounds on faster than you know how. I can get back to where I was if that'll help.
What does the diuretic do?
It gets rid of excess water in your body by urination.
And well, look at you. I don't think you need a diuretic.
Well,
right?
I did for a while, but he said this was the both doctors said this. He said, stop the diuretic, watch your ankles for swelling, mm-hmm. and if that continues, let us know. But that also was probably a symptom of the way I was living before all that
stuff. Yeah, the booze.
Yeah, but you're also walking.
Walking every right? day, yeah.
How are your ankles looking?
Gorgeous.
Can I see them?
Yeah, of course.
Is that too much to ask?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Let's see them.
My God. Mike, you can literally see the definition of in an ankle. Before, you couldn't.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at his hip little skinny jeans. Look at that. This is shoe and everything. So what?
Where it is right now.
Summarize. Where are you?
Where it stands right now is that as a precaution, I still have to have another MRI. It looks like it'll be as soon as August 3rd if my mom pulls her strings okay. And I my mom who is listening, thank you so much for calling in a favor.
Mom.
Thank you, Sharon. We love your son. We want to make sure he gets everything he needs.
Pretty incredible. And what they're thinking is that the undue stress on the kidney is probably due to it filtering too much urine, which is being forced by the diuretic. They just want to make sure. We don't have a lot of
kidneys. Eat cheese.
Lots of cheese, Mike.
Like I've used to feed the dog. that's what it used to be.
And also, my mom called me last night. We talked it through. She, asks a few of her doctor friends
give you a hug.
At the hospital because she schedules for some of the best doctors in the D.C. area. And they said, this is a guy that's being precautious, and that's good.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Okay. And they
better than everything's
precautionary.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. what? But keep in mind, he had the same diagnosis that Kevin did, which is also awesome for me is to get off the diuretic.
We also know, and this is a nice reminder, that you have to be your own advocate.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Right?
Well, and we all need to. And yes. I'm guilty as much as the next person. I totally blew off my dermatologist down here,
mm-hmm.
And when you look at my arms and my forehead, I look like Magda from Something About Mary.
Mike, I'm doing okay.
The breasts especially.
And Carrie, oh dear. Carrie's going to look great at my funeral after all that surgery. She looks beautiful.
Keep us in the loop.
I shall.
That's okay. Everything's going to be fine. And way to be proactive. And it sucks, but it doesn't suck.
So we'll get through this.
I love you, man. We'll do it. Love you too.
We'll be right back, everybody. We lost James Caan.
Known for The Godfather. Then he had a TV series, Rowan and Martin's Laughin'.
Mike, he had this series called Rowan and Martin's Laughin'.
Bada bing, you blow their brains all over your nice cyber league suit.
You bet your sweet bippy I would.
You just do what I tell you to do.
Sock it to me.
Your criteria are so far up your ass they can't see daylight. This is bull.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here to take yourself to sit twisted.
And now, folks, it's Suck It To Me time.
I am the last guy in the world you want to f*** with.
You don't have to move to beautiful downtown Burbank if you want to be laughing. Just get a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and subscribe today.
Look that up in your funkin' wagnalls.
Very interesting.
I like when he uses his daughters. Yeah.
Fantastic job, Twitch, and Jim Amato and all those guys that do these wonderful promos. Hey, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? I'll tell you why. Because picnics, water skiing, baseball games, and summer festivals are even better with a great night's sleep. Sleep IQ data shows sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year. Remember, the longer days of summer can make it more challenging to get the 7 to 9 hours of sleep that experts recommend. In fact, Sleep IQ data shows that this is the time of year that sleepers get the least amount of sleep. Sad, right?
Oh, sad.
Keeping your circadian rhythm in sync can help you get the quality sleep you need to get the most enjoyment out of summer. So be like me. Get a Sleep Number bed. Been sleeping on it forever. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. My number setting is a 65. Carla, still a 65. We both sleep at the same level. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. All right, to get a palate cleanser, Oscar, tomorrow I want to ask you about the Home Run Derby.
Please.
All right, and
please.
ESPN conjuring, because I have hated that telecast forever. And I can't wait to hear you watched it.
The Conjuring may be a stroke of genius. I don't know. I want to get you guys' take on it.
Isn't about the Home Run Derby, though. Isn't the Conjuring about the other show?
No, it's programming overall. See something, and they're pushing something else.
Okay. We'll cover that tomorrow, but I want to open presents because that threw us.
I want to open presents.
That threw us for a little bit of a loop. And, I've been giving all day, and now I want to take.
Okay, do you want your present first or my present first?
I want your present first. Okay. You deserve it.
All right. This came yesterday. It says on the and it's true. You're the best.
That's very sweet.
That's what we say every day when Rob walks into a room, we say you're the best.
It says this was supposed to be a Father's Day, but eBay fell through. This was supposed to be for Father's Day, but eBay fell through. I'm behind on the episodes, but very happy to know you're on the mend. Your commitment to personal change is inspiring. I'm a huge fan also of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. What are your thoughts on Cold Turkey? Love it. Who's Minding the Mint? Like it better than Cold Turkey. And
what's Cold Turkey, a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie in which Dick Van Dyke plays a preacher and the whole town quits smoking.
James Caan's in it.
Yeah, it's James Caan and Rowan.
Really?
Martin. Yeah. It's funny.
I've ever seen it.
And Channel 5 used to run it all the time. And Viva Max, I don't know that. Enjoy, John Jack. And so I open the box. Ooh. And it's
what's in the box?
It's got some.
Hey Jay, what's in the box?
I don't know, Diamond.
Hey Eagle.
And it's got two plastic figurines that look like they would almost be like army men, but what they are, they're plastic Jackie Gleasons. One is him doing "And Away We Go," and one is him as Ralph Cramden.
Right?
It's an absolute 10. Look at it.
Oh, there's Ralph Cramden. Yep, that's Ralph Cramden. And then the other one?
And away we go.
You got to put that up over your shoulder.
It definitely goes under the set.
That has to be in there.
But
that
what's
is
so
fantastic.
Funny is that obviously these are like part of some sort of set that were like Jackie Gleason figurines. And it's
Gleason figurines. And
a chess set.
Rob does the little dance for the Away We Go move, especially when we don't do that anymore. Will you be able to?
I can probably rustle up the energy sober. Sure, why not? Maybe I'll hit
it. It was a classic Rob drunken move.
It really was. Maybe I'll hit up some dadgrass and do some in Away We Go. All right, and that's this is from fantastic. Mike. I'll read the card. Oscar can display the gift, okay?
Okay. All right, very good.
Hold off on the gift for a sec.
Okay.
It says, congratulations, Mike.
Oh.
Okay.
What? What did I do?
I'll open this like Karnak.
All right. It says, congratulations, Mike.
And it comes from Steampunk Pro Productions, dated June 17th. We've had this for a few days. Dear Mike, we didn't want you to feel left out.
What's the date?
June 17th is when it went out.
We went on vacation.
I tried to get this to you before vacation. We're just so jam-packed.
So it's a birthday thing.
It's a birthday.
So it's your birthday.
Dear Mike, we didn't want you to feel left out, so the folks of two email Vermont companies, Steampunk Pro and Desk Pets, worked together again to create something special to memorialize a special recent hole-in-one. So this is to celebrate your hole-in-one.
Oh, my eyes just I just perked up. I was like low energy up until then.
We hope this puts a smile on your face and brings some Vermont decor to your home. Thank you to Rob, Oscar, and you for bringing the fun to our days. And a shout out to Charlie Burney for bringing our products into the TMOS world. Aww. Sincerely, Jerry Conlon, Steampunk Pro, and Jason Kenwood, Desk Pets, and you can now reveal it. You remember when we had
this
our Mandalorian?
Jeez.
Our Mandalorian that we put on the set?
Yes.
Where do you see this, Mike? You'll love it.
Whoa.
It's a golfer lamp.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That'll look good in the studio, too.
It's going to look great down there. And you got the little.
No, I meant up there.
Oh.
Well, he'll pick it up when he comes to visit.
Yeah. Well, no, I just think it looks better in your. I just don't have shelves.
It is
I don't
so
have
cool.
This is handmade?
Yeah, yeah. Show him close so he can see. The golfer is made out of like 4-inch screws, and he's actually swinging a club.
It's beautiful. Neat. Oh, look at that. That's beautiful.
And that's from Steampunk Pro to commemorate your hole in one. So that's
thank
pretty
you very much. You guys are running out of shelf space over there, you know?
We can always moderate.
There's a little plaque on there as well that says to Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you know how there's like this dead space in between you two?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you know, there's this dead space by Oscar and it was me.
Could I have a shelf someday?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because then we could put my stuff on there. Yeah. That would be like fun.
Mike,
I'd love to do it.
I just don't
have a shelf back here. I have a wall, but I don't have a shelf.
When I was putting up the Gleason thing, I just noticed that on the bottom of the base of the plastic, and it's no bigger than a plastic army man, it just say, "And away we go."
Thank you.
And away we go.
Super sweet.
Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you to all those
Where's my gift?
Where's Oscar's gift? Oscar didn't get a gift.
Mike, his gift is being on the show every day.
With us.
Priceless.
Thank you. Absolutely. We'll take a break, and we will come back with a town sound.
No, it's Sound Town.
I disagree.
All right.
That's right. And my opinion is more important than your facts. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everyone's going nutsy over the latest bonus show. Here's a sample of the shenanigans that went on.
Why did the Burger King marry the Dairy Queen?
Why?
To get to the small fry.
You know where a dog puts his car?
Where?
In a parking lot. Well, you know, we got to go down and meet the squirrel.
We're very excited to be taking Oscar to the Greek Isles.
How's things with Nutsy?
I'm going to pay for the whole night.
Don't miss out on getting that extra fifth hour of TMOS sent to your device every Friday. Get a subscription today and laugh your way through the snow bummer summer. Just click that bonus show banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Give me a paradiddle.
Paradiddle. Welcome back to
Mike
O'Mara Show.
This weekend we meet the squirrel.
The squirrel, Nutsy.
That's
Nutsy
right.
The squirrel.
Yes.
This portion of our program brought to you by Stamps.com. When you are running a small business, every second counts.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you still taking time out of your day to go to the post office when you could be using Stamps.com instead? Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective for more than 20 years. Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the shipping services you need, plus exclusive discounts like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86%, you heard me correctly, 86% off UPS. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. Printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Plus, Stamps.com works seamlessly with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. Whatever you're doing, Stamps.com is your mailing and shipping solution. Here's what I want you to do. Stop wasting time and start saving money when you use Stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with a promo code, that's TMOS, for a special offer. Let me tell you what's in that, a four-week trial, free postage, a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter that wonderful promo code. You know it, you love it. TMOS, people.
Sound Town. We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
I guess this will serve as a teaser for tomorrow. Juan Soto. A current Washington National.
Yes.
Won the home run derby last night.
And Juan Soto, he's down on a knee. He's got it. Bat is flipped sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 home run derby
Amazing
champion.
Baseball player. But not a fan.
Well, I know that you like it because it's a yelling announcer.
Are you not a fan because he said no to the $400+ million with the Nationals?
Doesn't look good, does it?
He's going to go to the Yankees.
No.
Them
That's
bums.
What I heard he's going to go to them bums.
Them bums.
No, he's just got a toot. He's got a little bit of a toot.
Yeah.
You know, but he's amazing. Hey, amazing
23-year-old
baseball player. Probably the best baseball player in baseball right now. And Washington has him. That's why he's going to go to the Yankees.
Yeah.
I just have heard rumors. Mm. You know, I check the trade rumors.
What's
all
your
the
take
time.
On Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper? I think Bryce Harper is a problem child. Always has been.
Mm.
Yes.
What about Ricky Henderson?
Stop it. Continue, please.
Could steal a lot of bases.
Thanks so much.
Today's we don't often have a theme in Soundtown, but today's theme is world record breakers.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's exciting
nice.
To me.
This guy is an Italian fellow. His name is Christian Cavalletti.
Hey, he's a Christian Cavalletti. He's a good boy that makes it a gravy.
No, he has the world record for the most unique Pepsi cans. He has over 12,400 different Pepsi cans.
I own more than 12,000 unique Pepsi cans. I also collect Coke cans because I use them to trade with other friends collecting the red brand, like Gary Fank from Canada, who is owning the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of Coca-Cola cans.
I love that he's not, the accent's not enough. Put the mandolin behind him.
I still have a Coca-Cola can from Japan from 1984 that my father brought back on a trip. He didn't bring back Sony headphones, but a Coca-Cola can that was looked like a Red Bull can before cans were
a tall, thin guy.
If I brought that in, would you all want like me to display that?
I'd like to drink
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah?
Especially if we get more shelves.
I might need it.
That dead space.
More shelf space.
Yeah.
I'd love to get more shelves and put stuff.
Done and done.
We could rotate stuff.
And
have it be our stuff shelf. People would send us stuff and we display it.
Yeah.
Be like Ted Knight when he used to wear sweatshirts on his other show.
I love it.
So that would be fantastic.
Speaking
it would be great.
Speaking
can
of
I tell you my joke first before you do this?
Yes, of course. Oh, I didn't know you had
one. So another joke. I've been funny. Last weekend at Happy Valley.
You've been funny?
Little kid with a Coca-Cola hat on.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, hey, cool hat. What's that symbol about? And he literally didn't have anything to say. And I drove off and just was chuckling. Yeah. Hey, way to go. Way to go, bully man. Way to mess with a 10-year-old.
No, it's nice always job. Good to make them uncomfortable.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I do it all the time. Mike, speaking of Coke cans and world records, a man in Wisconsin named Jamie King was able to use the suction from his body and the bottom. You know how a Coke can is sort of indented, right?
He was
able to use the suction to make 10 Coke cans stick to his head.
Oh.
And
did he have a shaved head?
Mike, he's exactly how you picture him. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Because
you wouldn't really be able to do that without a chrome dome.
But you wonder how he could do such an amazing feat.
I actually have a skin condition that's not named yet that my skin pores literally suck in oxygen.
So that's what it is. He's got a cheat.
Mm.
His skin pores are sucking in oxygen.
You know, to take your mind off your issues.
Yeah.
With your long face and your weight loss and everything and getting healthier like you're getting, you could probably try that with the Coke can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the skin condition.
I don't know.
I don't know if the skin condition has anything to do with it. I bet he could get a couple.
A little Vaseline or something.
We'll work it out.
Don't break the seal.
He's got cans.
Don't break.
That's what's important. Hey, here's another.
Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I have no idea.
We'll tell you sometime.
We'll tell you after the show.
It's a good.
Luca's going to have to step out of the room.
But it is Mike. It's
he remembers that.
It's sound advice. Here's a championship that a world record that I wonder how this even came to be. This is the world record for someone throwing a hot dog and catching it in a bun.
Oh.
So it's a two-man record, and that record has been broken.
This is David Rush. I'm here with Russell Phillips going after the Guinness World Records title. For the furthest distance to throw and catch a hot dog.
Got it.
Come on!
Got it.
Nice.
Come on.
When does he catch it with the bun?
Yes. One guy throws it, and the other.
How far did it look?
Where?
It looked like,
I think he said 117 feet.
Oh my God!
That's stunning.
It is stunning. It is.
And by the way, tomorrow morning, remember they're here. The Chinese are invading tomorror.
Oh, they're here. Okay. Yeah,
they will be taking over our world.
They might want to talk to world record holder Neil Nayar,
another world record holder
who has learned and owns 117 different musical instruments.
Oh, all right.
The record for owning and learning how to play the most musical instruments. That's like a xylophone.
And I say, wow, he has something special.
At the age of 12, I made my first world record for playing 44 musical instruments at the age of 12. There are three things which I always keep in my mind. Focus it, get it, and have it. If you have those three things in your mind, you'll get anything in no time.
They asked if he'd like a 118th musical instrument. He said no, he'd rather kiss a girl.
Yeah. How old is he?
He is, I think he's 17.
17 years
old. Impressive, though.
All right. Yeah.
Isn't that impressive?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, in between masturbating. I'm sorry.
I didn't read the whole article.
It's late in the show. We've only just come back from vacation, and I didn't know what to say.
Mike,
I'm so sorry.
I don't think he's a big sports guy. That's my thought.
Well, it depends on the five-finger sport.
Oh, yeah, he's good at that.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on, okay? This is not your wheelhouse.
I'm not going to say anything.
Do you have a last sound for us, please?
Mike, I do. I know you love Subway restaurants.
I love them. Yes. Lechuga.
Yeah, of course.
Sali pimienta.
Yeah.
They are actually changing some menu names.
The fast food restaurant Subway recently changed the names of several of its sandwiches, including switching the meatball marinara to the boss, as opposed to what's usually called the boss at Subway, a 16-year-old kid.
Mike, that's all I got.
Meatball marinara. There you go. Fantastic. All right, we got to get out of here. Happy birthday to my wonderful nine-year-old son. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know what you are?
A who?
With a capital H, that's what you are.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants or fire a rocket?
It's in the hole!